Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. I was actually just thinking earlier this week that like we should call our listeners like the skinnies something.
You know, since we've started this podcast, I've been pondering. I'm like, what do we call the listeners?
Like, who would not want to be woken up on a Monday morning? Hello, skinny girls.
Skinny queens, welcome back to the Skin Club podcast.
Yes, love it. Skinny queens. Welcome, guys. I hope you guys are all enjoying the nice, crisp weather outside. I love sweater season. I feel like it's where I thrive because being naked in the summer is not acceptable.
I agree. I love wearing sweaters and long sleeve and jeans. It's the best.
That they're allowed at all times of the day.
Oh yes, especially our new Skin Club sweat set. I've been wearing that like almost every day. It's great.
Me too. Sorry guys, we are recording late for me at 7:55. So if you catch me yawning, I'm sorry.
Same.
Okay. Well, let's chat, Rach. What's new with you? Tell me all your weekly favorites and your updates.
Yeah. So my weekly favorite is yet again another makeup item. This, I discovered a foundation and actually is one of my clients that got me on this. So shout out to her. It is the best foundation I've ever used for a lightweight feel. Like, it looks like your skin and it feels like skin, like not in a weird way. Like, it just doesn't feel like you're wearing anything. Like, it almost feels like a tinted moisturizer, but like it has a little more coverage than a tinted moisturizer. Yes. It's amazing. It almost comes out like a serum too. The most beautiful natural finish. And I've noticed with a lot of my clients that are starting to see me, like, I just feel like with the trends lately, like, natural has been more of the go-to. And so when I do have clients come for makeup, they want a very minimal base. And so this has become a favorite. And it is the Fenty. Fenty has a couple foundations. Let me get up actually really quick to see the exact name. It is the Fenty Beauty Soft Lit Foundation. It's amazing. I really recommend that for a lightweight foundation. And so that's been my go-to favorite this week. What about you?
Wait, I had a question to that. Is that considered like a non-comedogenic product?
Honestly, I haven't looked, but I'm glad you're bringing this up because, oh my gosh, if anyone,
I know that like you don't really have that role when it comes to, like, your makeup stuff, like,
yes,
like event makeup. I know that it's like doesn't apply.
Yeah, it's honestly, I use what works when it comes to doing makeup. However, I have been going down a rabbit hole with the comedogenic stuff and makeup.
Oh, tell me more.
So I posted on my close friend's story like maybe a week or two ago how I'm making a makeup list for non-comedogenic. Like, so I posted, I said, here's my list. Do any acne specialists want to fact check me, make sure my list is good? Because I'm sharing this with my clients and like, I just want to make sure I didn't skip any ingredients, because when I go through, it takes forever. I go through each makeup product's ingredient deck and just to make sure there's no potential pore cloggers. And I use the Face Reality list. So I go by one reading it, just because like, I don't always trust like the ones you input into the calculator, just because sometimes like it could be coconut oil something, but it'll only catch coconut oil, but with the something after it can change. It's like a completely different ingredient. That's just an example. So I do get a little weary though. So I'm like, I'll just go through by myself. Oh my gosh, hours of doing this. And One of my colleagues messaged me and was like, "Hey, just so you know, like there's some pore cloggers in these ones." And I was like, "Oh, really? What are the pore cloggers?" She then tells me about some ingredients that I've never heard of in my entire life. And I guess there is another pore clogger list aside from Face Reality, and it's from another acne certification program you can take. You get a whole list.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, there's probably like 70 things on the list. I just took a glance at it. And so I was going through every single makeup product. I couldn't find one product without a pore clogger, not one. So I'm like, I am tired. I'm tired. Like,
Yeah.
not one I couldn't find without a pore clogger with this new list. So I'm like, you know what? I think I might just take that one with a grain of salt and go with the Face Reality list, because if I go with that other one, then like literally everything has a pore clogger in it.
That's annoying. Like, I actually need to talk to the CEO of Face Reality. Like, I've got some beef.
Oh,
Like,
tell me.
no, it's just like the I okay, I'm gonna get canceled.
Speak your truth, queen.
just like with my approach with skin, like I've done so many of these hair scan trainings this year and especially this month, and I'm just like effing annoyed. I'm over it. Like the whole skin eating disorder is so annoying and old. Like I
Yeah.
need to go to Face Reality's headquarters and give them a very stern motherly conversation to tell them the damage that they're doing in our industry, how terrible their stupid ass list is because it doesn't even work. It's making people's acne worse. And
Wait, pause for food triggers.
yes.
Okay, I just want to
Yeah,
clarify.
no, for food triggers. And it's just like getting to a point though that like as a society, it's damaging. And like even in an industry, like we are not nutritionists. We cannot be telling people what to eliminate from their diet. Stop telling us that we should do that because without the education of what to replace it with, you are cutting out major food groups. It's messing people up. And I feel like my mission is to reverse it. And I feel like I haven't been al allowed to be loud because of fear of being canceled by our industry or deemed irrelevant. Because I have always thought that it was stupid and I am just, I'm over it. Like, and I'm about to throw some hands and like really have a sit down conversation with their upper management team. And I'm like, I've trained a few girls that are up in the ambassadorship. I'm like, speak up, please. You know what I told you? Speak up. Like, let's talk about the foods that you can incorporate and that it's not the food itself, that it's the quality of the food. Like, girls, come at me. I will debunk every effing myth that they have told you, from the iodine in the seafood to the testosterone and the freaking biotin and all the freaking crap that they're feeding you as to what is triggering food. No. I can debunk it for you, my girls. Like, we are no longer telling people to stop eating food because it's not your job. And most girls have had a relationship issue with food in their lifetime. And so for another person to tell them that for the sake of having clear skin, they need to cut out food groups, no, stop. Literally just stop. Like, and I'm not trying to be mean. Like, I'm coming as an older sister who's on the other side of like helping people by adding in all of those foods of people who've avoided them for years because of this freaking Face Reality list. Like, I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm annoyed. I'm fed up. Join my trainings. Like, please. And if you're like, I want to help. I want to help our industry because we need to stop.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It can be so damaging to take certain things out because you aren't getting the nutrition value that you would be otherwise, and just the simple swaps you can make too, like your shopping list that you have to get the best quality, because it's the quality that's important. And I think also too, like if you're an esthetician listening, like it's okay, like if you've like posted about it, like it
Oh,
really is
yes.
okay. It's just like a learning thing. Like, I definitely have done that where I've like I've seen the list and I've shared about it, and then learning that no, that can be actually really damaging. Just it's a learning thing I even had to go through. And so I think it would be really cool if we did do an episode just on food.
Gosh, please, let's do it.
I think it would be a really good thing and really helpful.
Like the I'm saying this because I talk about it in my trainings, and the light bulbs that I see that go off in people's heads of like, oh my gosh, like this is all making sense. Because what frustrates me with the face reality thing is that they tell you to avoid them, but don't give you accurate data-backed reasonings as to why to avoid it or a solution of what to replace it with.
Yeah.
And I have tried to deep dive on their reasonings for some of their foods to avoid. And like from an actual data-backed standpoint, and there is nothing on some of these foods. And it's like, it's beyond my brains. Anyways, so I say it like, and again, like I am not someone that is judgmental towards posts. Like if you see it, I'm like, oh, great. Like they, it works for them. Love that. But I'm to a point now that I want to help those who are looking to explore another option for their clients to give them hope to eat more foods and restore relationship with their food. So
100%, I agree.
I'm sorry. Like I do, I hope that it, like I mean this in all of the love in my heart. I am very passionate about this topic, and I don't want anyone to feel like I'm upset.
You're mad at every single no, person.
It's with face reality only.
Totally.
I've never made that list. Like it's just a very damaging list, and like needs to be updated. Like they just like need a little bit of like the sprinkle factor of Alita in there to like edit some things or like put some descriptions behind the words, you know?
100%. And I am glad that you brought this up because it is an important topic. And I mean, usually when things are sensitive, it usually means it's important.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I would agree. Okay.
What are your weekly favorites though?
Yes, sorry. Let me say that. My weekly favorite. So I posted today, the day that we're recording, it's a Wednesday, by the way. Strap photo. I got some of my film developed, and I am just obsessed with film. I captured all of our trip from California last month on film, and it's just so cute to like look back because it makes your kids look even so much smaller than they were even just like a month ago. And they're just my favorite. Every time that we go on a trip or anytime there's like a holiday or big event, I always bring our film cameras, and it's just, it like makes my heart happy to see them every year. But if anyone is like, oh, how do you do that? Or like, I don't know where to like get film developed, or like, I don't want to buy an expensive film camera. My client, her name's Shelly. She owns a company called Strap Photo Club, and you can look them up on Instagram, but they're here locally, but you can like order their boxes of film cameras and they send them to you, and you can have it on a subscription like for monthly or bi-monthly or bi-weekly or whatever. And they'll send you a film camera. It's like a disposable, and there's a QR code on it. So you scan it and it like sets up with your account so that that camera is like under your account. And so then you take all your pictures, and then it comes with a return shipping label. And so once you're done taking all your pictures, then you can send it back to them. And then when you pay for the camera, you're also paying for the development of the film, and they just email you all your pictures. And then you also have the option to have them all printed and sent to you. It's just so awesome. I feel like it's like such a smart thing that they've done. And it just, it's so fun. I feel like film cameras just like force you to capture that moment. And it's just so cute, you know? So shout out to them because it's an ingenious idea.
They look so cute. I love them. Yes, I love that.
Makes me so happy.
Love.
So yeah, what's your update?
So we went to, why can I for the life of me never remember the restaurant we went to?
Oh, Maya.
Sumo Maya. We went to Sumo Maya with Macy and Maddie, and it was a lot of fun. They
You
were in
talked for
town.
3 hours.
Yeah. No, we
Monster.
literally sat there for 3 hours. And like when Maddie came, I was like, wait, have I met you in person yet? Because I feel like I know her. And I was like, oh no, this is our first time meeting. It's just crazy how social media does that. You just feel like you're besties with everybody.
It's the best.
So we did that. And then let's see. Oh, I'm in my TikTok era. I decided I want to make money on the internet, and I have absolutely no shame, which I feel like is the biggest like hurdle a lot of people go through when posting on social media, is like feeling embarrassed. But I just have absolutely no shame, and so I'm trying to post like 2 to 3 times a day on my TikTok, and I just got accepted into TikTok Shop, so I just got sent my very first free product from TikTok. And so I'm hoping I can start making commission, start making that coin, because it really is so cool, like the opportunities you can make on TikTok. And I did a whole market research deep dive and just like studied, like I really went through and studied different accounts and how they grew. And I found this one account. Her follower count isn't massive, but she started posting consistently probably January, and by June she was able to retire her 9-to-5 job and full-time do content because she's making that much money on TikTok. And I will never retire from aesthetics and makeup because I love it so much. However, how freaking cool to be able to have another stream of income, and I'm just delulu enough to think I can do that. And so go follow me on TikTok. It's the same handle, Rachel Hall Aesthetics. And I'm just posting a lot of like fun lifestyle things, but also I'm posting lots of makeup, and that leads me to my next series I've started. So for my new series for makeup, what I'm doing is I'm doing a whole makeup analysis on different influencers and celebrities. So I tell them which color palette they are. I go through the tones on their face, and I do a little picker on their face and find their hex colors to find out if they're more earthy tones, if they're warm, if they're cool. And then I go through and put up a contrast scale, and I find out if they're low, high, low, medium, or high contrast.
I
And
need
then I
this.
do a makeup look based off of that. And so I just did an influencer for my very first one yesterday, and she's a warm toned, low contrast. So I did a warm tone, low contrast makeup look on myself. And so it's just a lot of fun. I'm hoping that will kind of help because I know people love a series, and it's actually really cool for me too to like better be able to identify people's features for makeup. So I think that has been helpful just creatively. So that is a very fun update, is that I'm on my TikTok grind. And then my other thing is I made the cutest little like arts and crafts for Christmas. I made these little like gingerbread house like decorations out of cardboard, and it is the cutest thing. If you go on TikTok and type gingerbread house craft, it should come up, but it's really cute. You like cut out gingerbread houses, you color it white on them, and then like string them across with ribbon, and it's just adorable.
That's so cute. I want to do that.
I know, it's so fun. I love me a good craft.
Absolutely.
So that is my very long-winded update. What is your update?
This week was like hard, not gonna lie. I feel like just leading into the holidays and just I think across the industry, it's just been like a weird time, I'm gonna say. And it's gotten to me psychologically. Like, how many edibles will it take to cure my pain? I don't know, but I am like just paranoid of just everything right now. Everything is like freaking me out. So it's fine. God knows what I need and will provide. Oh, but Let's see. This week, besides stressing, I've done another hair scan training. I had two girls fly in from Nebraska. I believe that's what it's called, Nebraska. Somewhere over there. And it was so fun. Like, I love doing these hair scan trainings. It literally just fuels my fire, my cup filled everything. And oh, with that, my Black Friday sale starts tomorrow. It'll probably go up through Black Friday. If anyone wants to take my hair scan training, I do virtual and in person. You can come to me, I can come to you, but I have huge deals on it. So go check it out on Instagram. You do not have to be a health coach in order to take my hair scan course, but yeah, it's going to be a great time. This is the cheapest it'll ever be because next year I'm raising my prices due to inflation. So, yeah.
Go snag it up while it's discounted.
Yes. And then I've done a little bit of Christmas window shopping. I have not placed any orders yet, but I have done some window shopping. I am dying. Have you seen the new Breville, the almond color Breville?
I haven't.
Oh my Lanta. Do you know what a Breville is?
Yeah.
Yeah. They just came out with like an beigey colored one. If anyone wants to send me one for Christmas, I will accept it. It's literally
Noted.
a $700 coffee machine. But anyways, it's so cute.
Oh, I was thinking of a brewmate.
Oh no.
I do not know what a Breville is.
Okay, no, it's the machine. I'll show you. But I saw this girl post that she got one, and I'm like, okay, add to cart. But anyways, but my husband doesn't drink coffee, so it wouldn't.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's like a cute, like taupey color.
I like it.
And oh, speaking of that, I went to a coffee shop, ran into a kid from high school, and he like gave me a free drink. And I'm like, and it was literally, I had literally had to wipe my tears before going in there because of how sad I was yesterday morning. And I like mustered up the energy to go in
Oh.
because like I was uncontrollable. Sorry, like TMI guys, but like it's been a hard week. Okay. So I like walk into the coffee shop and maybe like he could tell I was crying, but he gave me a free drink and I'm like, oh, you're gonna make me cry again. And then I saw Scotty Hatch and I literally could kiss him. He's such an
Oh,
angel. So
he's
shout out to
sweet.
Scotty. I know he listens to the pod, so shout out to him. We have two or maybe three listeners that are male, one of them being Bridger, one of them being Scotty, and then I think one of them probably being another male esthetician. So shout out to our
Your
boys.
father.
Oh, and your father. Oh, and my dad.
We got some male listeners here.
We've probably got like a total of 10,
I think
which.
it's growing too. Like, I think there are like more male estheticians too that are listening as well, which I think is amazing. Males represent us too.
Send this to your favorite male esthetician. We'll give him a shout out.
Yes.
But yeah, this week it's been fine. It's like not my favorite of weeks, but I don't know. I'm waiting for next week to start, just, get a little refresh. I am so excited for Thanksgiving, though.
I know. Queen, I'm sad that you've been sad.
Oh, it's fine. We'll talk about it.
And my. Call me when you get sad. Vent to me.
Like, why don't I? I literally just like call my therapist and my sister. Like,
You know, that's better advice than me. I would tell you to go get some sweets and sugar.
oh yeah. Yeah, which I probably should, but like my sister's a therapist, but also like I use her for some advice sometimes, more often
No,
than not.
that's amazing. No, if my sister's a therapist too, I'd be hitting her up
Because you
all
know,
of the
it does
time.
feel like crazy. Actually, also, I think I'm supposed to start my period like any second now. It's leading up to it, that fun like PMDD stuff. So
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Anywho, let's dive into like their happiest episode. I should not have started like that. You guys, I'm so sorry for being so depressive. Oh my God.
No.
Skip to minute, what is this, like 15 or something? But today we're talking all about holiday traditions. We talked a little about this last week that we were wanting to cover this topic to like get us in the cozy vibes. And so here we are talking about all the holiday traditions.
And feel free to take them if you want. I know that was one thing for me. I really wanted to listen for future reference if I want to incorporate any of these traditions. I love hearing all the different cute traditions people do.
Love.
Oh, I do just want to say really quick too. I'm queen. I've said this before, but I feel like I have to say it frequently. I'm queen of posting our question boxes last minute. So if you submit it, an answer and we don't read it, I'm so sorry. It's just because we recorded already. So we never read your answer. That's usually why, is that we recorded before you submitted it. So I just feel like I have to throw that out there.
Yeah, that's okay. It happens.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Our awkward pauses are just like silence.
I think it's because, like, we like wait for each other to say something, so we don't want to cut each other off, because it's the I like feel so bad every time I cut you off, and especially when we're doing Zoom calls like this when it glitches and is a little delayed, you know?
Yeah, that's
But
okay. It's okay. You guys, I promise we're like not awkward. It's just like we're trying to be respectful. Okay.
I'm a
Okay.
little awkward.
No, you're not. Okay, let's talk traditions. This first one says 2 years ago, my boyfriend and I started going to a Christmas morning vinyasa class before family stuff. Ooh, I love the Zen. That's so cute.
I now know what vinyasa is because we went to one together for my first time.
Yes, I
I
heard that.
loved it. That was so fun.
So good.
Okay, next one. We watched the Living Nativity live every year, live camels, the story baby Jesus, and hot cocoa. Oh, I love doing that.
That's so cute. This one says we start the holiday season out with fun traditions with a Christmas-themed scavenger hunt. We hide small gifts, treats, or clues around the house and make it a game to find them. You can create different themed hunts each year and even do one on Christmas morning as part of a gift exchange. That's cute.
And that's probably so fun for kids.
Yeah.
Love that. Growing up, my parents would put wrapping paper on the door frame, so we had to rip through the paper in the morning to get to the Christmas gifts.
That's cute. I've heard of that one before.
That's cute. My mom did that for me a couple of years when we were little, and I remember being excited. And also, it means the kids can't sneak out, because if the wrapping paper rips, then you know they snuck out.
Oh yeah, that's so funny. Okay, this one says New Year's Eve inspo boards. Ugh, I love this. We did this with like as a team last January. It was so cute to see everyone's goals.
I love it, especially being
Good.
visual.
We need to do one together, like a whatever night.
We should. Let's do it. I still have mine that I made in January, and I just have it right by my dresser, and I look at it every day. I'm like, ooh, I got to catch up to some goals.
Yo, love.
Okay, a holiday movie marathon. You can find different movie calendars online.
Oh my gosh, love. Also, I'm gonna go see Moana on Thanksgiving, and I also like want to go see Wicked right after.
Oh, I am dying to see those movies.
Are people seeing Wicked already? Is it out?
I don't know. It's got to, no, I think it's got to be like an early premiere thing, but I'm like really jealous.
Yeah, same. Why didn't they invite us?
You know our friend Janie. Janie, if you're listening, we love you. Did you see she posted she got to go to like the red carpet and like movie
It's
premiere in LA?
amazing.
Because that's where she's based, and she met Chrishell Stouse and took a
Oh,
picture with her.
I love her.
I'm
She's
like, such a slay.
love. This one says holiday crafts, we make ornaments every year. I love.
That's cute. Next one, we make gingerbread man cookies every year on Christmas Eve.
That's cute.
Oh, and it probably smells so sweet and cinnamony. Oh, love.
I feel like gingerbread smells like chai. Am I wrong?
No, I agree. I think it does.
Like, I imagine if I like left a gingerbread man in a cup of milk, it would turn into chai. Why does that just like make sense in my brain?
That makes sense to me too.
Okay, good. Okay, this one says we have a thankful jar. So throughout the month of November, we have family members write down something that they're thankful for on slips of paper and place them in a jar. On Thanksgiving Day, we read them aloud together. That's so cute.
I do like that because, like, we always, like, you know, Thanksgiving, sit around the table, say what we're thankful for. But I really like throughout the month to, like, say things like maybe, like, things that happen throughout your day. Because, like, a lot of times you forget about the little things. So I think that's really cute.
Totally. That's super cute.
Okay, next one. We create a kindness calendar where you do one good deed or act of kindness each day leading up to Christmas. It could be something simple like donating items to a food bank, baking cookies for a neighbor, or writing a thank you note to someone you appreciate. This tradition is a great way to spread joy and teach the spirit of giving.
Love.
I like that. That's sweet.
This one says the giving machine. If you guys don't know what this is, it's like a vending machine that you can go and like they have donations for like a cow or sheep or chickens or clothes or like water just to places that are in need. So it's so cool. We've done that. I think my team did that together last year too, but it's so cute. My dad always works the one that's here in Gilbert and he just loves it.
It's a really cool thing. You should definitely, if you're listening, you should definitely try to find a giving machine this year. Okay, next one, gift exchange with family every Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, like it's fun until it's not. Let me tell you why.
Tell me.
When you have a family the size of mine, okay, so Ryder and I, okay, we get gifts for both of our parents. So that's four plus his dad because he's got a stepdad in there. And then plus we each have to get one for siblings on both sides. Plus our kids have to get them for cousins on each side. It's like 15 extra gifts, which is fine, but it's like it's a lot. Like it gets to be a lot, and like we get more gifts for like our parents and cousins than we can even afford for our own family.
No, you know what you need to do? You need to draw names.
That's what we do. Because like each sibling, like we do like my siblings, but then we also have our spouses. So we all switch names on both sides of our family.
Oh.
Four gifts just between Ryder and I. And that's another four gifts for my kids to exchange amongst their cousins.
Got it. Yeah. No, it does add up. Yeah.
Like I love them, but like in this economy, let's pass on this year. Let's go to next year.
You know what me and Jason discussed? We're like, this year we're probably going to do some homemade gifts, maybe go to a nice dinner together and call it a day. Because my gift is on my face this year. I am paying off my nose and chin, and so I do not have a lot of money for gifts right now.
Totally. No, and Ryder and I, we're like, we are going to get gifts for our girls, but beyond that, like, we literally are like, I'll put a couple things in your stocking, love.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this Christmas is going to be different, which I don't mind, but it's just, like, annoying that it has, I don't know, just, like, it's annoying when it's not a choice, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
Okay, next one says, we get popcorn from our local movie theater and drive around with hot cocoa and look at all the Christmas lights around our town.
Aww. That's cute. I almost said a TMI, but I'll hold off.
Okay.
It's
Are you?
nothing bad. Okay, now I feel like I have to. I'm sorry. I was gonna say, movie theater popcorn makes me so gassy.
Oh, popcorn is fairly fibrous.
No one would want to be sitting next to me in that car.
That's actually hilarious.
Okay, next one. Bunko on Christmas Eve. I've never actually played Bunko.
I haven't either, but my sister plays it all the time.
I hear it's fun.
Yeah. This one says, my grandpa will play his guitar and we all sing Christmas songs together on Christmas Eve. Cute.
Oh,
I love that.
that's sweet.
Okay, wait, let's share some of our personal traditions that we've done.
Yeah, do you want to go? You go first.
Okay. Something that we do in our little family is each year we get an ornament that represents us that year. So, yeah, we just sometimes it's like we can go pick it out ourselves. Well, like for our girls, like we'll typically go with them and like help them decide between a couple. But then I get one for Ryder and he gets one for me. And it's so fun. And we put the date on the bottom of it so that we just accumulate them and can look back at what year was which. And that's always just been a really fun tradition that we've done ever since we were dating. And so that's one of my favorites.
Oh, love.
What do you guys do?
So I mean, all growing up, we always did like a white elephant gift thing with like my extended family on Christmas Eve, and like that was always the most ex like growing up, that was more exciting to me than Christmas Day because it was like the anticipation with all of the cousins. And we always have Mexican food Christmas Eve. That's a tradition we do. We still do a gift exchange, but as it's gotten smaller, just as families are getting bigger. So we do that. We have our Mexican food. We do a gift exchange. And then I know this is a very, people love it or hate it, but I always make everyone watch the Polar Express with me Christmas Eve when we get back from our gift exchange because it is just so nostalgic. It gives you all the warm feelings, drinking a hot cocoa by the Christmas tree, listening to like the Polar Express soundtrack. Like it just gives me all the warm, fuzzy feelings. And so that has become a tradition. And then all growing up, also during Christmas morning, my mom always makes cinnamon rolls and an omelet and homemade hot chocolate. And we watch A Christmas Story every
Oh.
single year.
Oh, I like that. I really
So.
like that. That's cute. So that we're starting to do this year, one of my clients gave me the idea, and so I'm adopting it. It's fun having like littles that you can just like test different traditions with them and see which ones you like. But I feel like the girls are gonna like this one. So we're gonna watch the Polar Express at some point in the next probably few days, like after Thanksgiving, we'll watch the Polar Express just so that they are kind of aware of like what it is. And then on a random night, sometime in December, I'm going to play a really loud train horn once I put all the girls to bed. And so like they have no idea that it's coming. And then we're gonna play a really loud train horn, have them get out of bed. We're gonna have hot chocolate ready. We're gonna get in the van. And we're going to drive around to Agritopia and go look at Christmas lights because they're literally magical in there. And so it's like our own personal little Polar Express ride because the one up north is so expensive. So we're going to do that. And it's just like so fun. It's like a random night that they like don't know. So every night in December, they're like, when is it?
Wait, that is the cutest. I'm doing that when I have children. That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
No, literally do it for Stella. Like it's so fun, but that's one that I'm excited to try this year. And then another one, oh, breakfast. I typically make orange rolls and hot chocolate, which that's just been a fun one. I never did that growing up. My mom usually made croissants with hot chocolate, but I don't know. I for some reason I started doing orange rolls, which I love orange rolls. They're so yummy.
They are. I'm also a big fan of orange rolls.
I too like orange rolls.
I do.
And then Wait, do you have any other ones that you're wanting to share?
No, I just kind of blurted them all out at once.
Okay. My last one that I'm going to share is so in our Brock home, we are Christian people. So I do try to make Christmas pretty Christ-centered as much as I possibly can, especially just like, I don't know. I think it's important, especially while kids are young, just to like set a good expectation, you know, like an expectation of what they can anticipate, I guess, for Christmas. And so something that we've done since my girls were born is we do three gifts for the kids: something they want, something they need, something to read. And so it's like a representation of like the three wise men's gifts, you know, that they brought to Christ. And so that is, I feel like it keeps it modest, because I know that it's really easy to go overboard on Christmas, or just to feel like you have to go overboard. So we do those three gifts with their stocking, and then as a family collectively, we have a big trip that year. So this upcoming year, we're planning a trip to Hawaii, which I'm so excited about, where I think we're gonna go in like the summer, I think. But I think it just is a good little modest way to keep things, I don't know, not extreme, you know?
Yes, no, I love that. And I love the meaning behind it. I think that's really sweet.
Yeah. And I can't wait till my kids are a little bit older and like we can start going and like doing service stuff as a family. You know,
Yeah.
I remember doing that as a kid, and that was like really fun. So yeah, those are all the traditions. I love traditions. I think last year I talked about cockatiel.
Oh, yes. Very
Yeah.
fascinating.
Yes, my mom's tradition. And then also we do a smorgasbord because we're Swedish, which is my dad's tradition. And so yeah, anyways, I love the holidays. They're so fun. I'm so excited for all of them to come so quickly.
I know. I really can't believe it. I feel like I've been telling everyone lately. I'm like, where did the year go? I feel like I just made my Pinterest vision board on my poster, like literally just barely, but it's almost been a year since I've made it. And it's kind of crazy. Like, I never announced this on the podcast, but since it's not happening, I'll say it. One of my goals this year, I kind of wanted to dabble in, mortuary makeup,
Oh, yeah.
and that was on my board, but things kind of took a turn, and I was like, nah, I'll just keep doing brides. But who knows, maybe someday I'll dabble in that just because I find it fascinating.
Totally. I have a random urge to learn how to sing. Like I think I might take up singing lessons this next year.
You should, honestly, like, I think it's so cool, like, to learn a new skill. Like, you don't, like, you could be 40 and go take piano lessons. Like, I think it's so cool. Like, it's never too late to take up new hobbies, so I think you should.
Like, girls who can sing are so hot. Like, I think
I agree.
it's so beautiful, and it's like I just wish I could like sing with the windows down and not be so embarrassed, you know?
I unfortunately cannot sing, and I think there's no fixing it for me.
That's literally how I feel.
No, but I think you should.
The thought of like singing my kids to bed, I love it.
Oh.
But like I try and I'm like, let's plug our ears, girls.
That's so
That's what I'm
funny.
thinking of like adopting for this next year. We should do like a whole episode on, well, we will. We've done it the last 3 years. What we're looking forward to for the new year, our goals and things.
Yes, we will do that for sure.
But yeah, anything else?
No, I'm excited for the new year, and in the season of gratitude, I'm grateful for everyone that listens. Seriously, I like don't know how to express how grateful I am for you guys, and so I'm just gonna say that. I'm so thankful for you.
We love you guys.
Well, Thank you for listening. If you have any topic ideas, feel free to always message us on the Skin Club Podcast on Instagram. And that's it. Thanks for listening.
See you guys next week.
Bye. Bye,
guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club Podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.